This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, IdeaStream Public Media. The Browns are preparing to play their rival Steelers on Monday Night Football. I talked with our sports commentator Terry Pluto about the excitement around the team after its first home opening win in almost 20 years.
Since they came back in 1999, the only other time they won at home is they beat Baltimore. That was in 2004. People thought that was going to end up being a good season. Well, what happened then after that is things fell apart. Butch Davis, who was the coach, ended up quitting at midseason, saying he was dealing with panic attacks, all that kind of bad stuff. Now, I bring that up because I actually don't think this is going to be anything close to a repeat of that. But that's the thing with the Browns. Even when you look up something good that happened, there was something bad that happened after that. You know, that team ended up to be 4-12. These guys, as we talked about last week, they should win a minimum of 10 games, and they showed why in that first game.
What was the big takeaway for you? Was it the defense?
Yes. Now, first of all, unless you were actually sitting out in it, I don't think people realize how wet and just bad those conditions were at the game. It was difficult for either team to throw the ball. A big difference, though, is I don't think Joe Burrow, Cincinnati's star quarterback, had any time to be comfortable. The Browns have a new defensive coordinator in Jim Schwartz, and they have brought in all these new linemen, and they just attacked and blitzed and run right after Burrow to the point where, I'll tell you, it's about the middle of the second quarter. I'm looking at him, Amanda, I'm thinking, he and half the Bengals, they want to be somewhere else. And the Browns looked very organized for a first game. I think they only had 5 penalties. The new kicker, remember we talked about kickers and what a challenge it is, Dustin Hopkins, had 3 field goal attempts, made them all.
So looking ahead to Monday night, the Browns play the division rival Steelers, and Cleveland has not won a regular season game in Pittsburgh in 20 years. Meanwhile, the Steelers lost pretty badly in their season opener.
30-7 to San Francisco, which is a good team, but they lost in Pittsburgh 30-7. I mean, that just doesn't happen. Now, here comes all the disclaimers, and we've talked about this in the past, that the first game of the NFL regular season is really a strange amount of happenings because these teams don't use their starters a lot in the preseason. They don't play their quarterbacks much in the preseason, if at all. And if you look around, some really good quarterbacks like Lamar Jackson and Allen from Buffalo, a lot of guys had tough first games. So I don't put a ton of stock, for example, in Pittsburgh losing 30-7 to San Francisco means they're going to be terrible. You know, Pittsburgh's still Pittsburgh, and I'm very curious to see how they react, and I hope the weather's pretty good so we can see how Deshaun Watson throws the ball because he didn't throw it very well in that game.
So what will happen should the Browns beat Pittsburgh and go up 2-0?
Well, I think people will be wanting to have a Super Bowl parade, and you might be a little bit premature. But it's important for them to win these early games because of their first 4 games, 3 are in their division. Number 1 was Cincinnati. Number 2 is Pittsburgh. And then in week number 4 is Baltimore. And the way to win your division is to beat your teams in your division, and they're all good teams, or they're at least supposed to be. So we'll see how things go in week 2. But, I mean, how many times, Amanda, have we done this where the Browns lost 24-3 in the opening game or some awful thing happens? And it's just like, oh, boy, here we go again. Same old Browns. At least for a week, well, we won't have any of those discussions.
All right, Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's IdeaStream Public Media sports commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesdays to talk sports.